Credit cards seem to have a lot of security. So why is fraud increasing? Long story short, the security is working, just not online. The chips that almost everyone has installed in their cards are great for preventing fraud when shopping in person, but these chips aren't required when shopping online. To make matters worse, online retailers don't require a PIN or signature either. So while going to a big electronics store and buying 5 new TVs with a stolen credit card is quite difficult, doing the same online is actually pretty easy. Credit card fraud doesn't only hurt the people who have their card stolen, it also hurts the merchants who made the sales. When affected by credit card fraud, the person whose card was stolen can potentially lose money, but will definitely lose time, as dealing with fraud can be a long and arduous process. On the plus side though, in most cases, the person is usually later reimbursed for the fake order. Merchants affected by credit card fraud get hit with a double whammy, since they not only have to give the customer a refund, they also lose the product or service that was sold. Not to mention, they still need to pay the credit card fees for the transaction. Of course, businesses can use costly online fraud protection tools, but these can be a double-edged sword. While they can cut down on fraud, they typically make the purchasing process for customers more difficult, which can result in customers choosing to use a competitor's site instead. How can you protect yourself? While there is not much you can do personally if a website you use gets hacked, make sure to ask your bank for a new card. Some other things you can do include reviewing your credit card statement each month and making sure you know where each charge came from. Also, be on the lookout for credit card machines and ATMs that seem to be tampered with. And most of all, make sure not to get duped by a phishing website or email. Your bank will never ask you for your credit card details by email.